Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Smart Teaching Stronger Learning by Pooja K. Agarwal is a practical education book that translates core ideas from cognitive science into usable classroom guidance. Edited by Agarwal, a cognitive scientist and educator known for work on how students learn, the book gathers contributions from 10 cognitive scientists who also teach. Its purpose is not to present theory in an abstract way, but to help educators make better instructional decisions through concise, research-informed advice. The book is aimed at busy teachers, school leaders, and higher education instructors who want accessible strategies grounded in the science of learning, across short chapters. It focuses on methods that have become central to evidence-based teaching, including retrieval practice, spacing, interleaving, metacognition, motivation, transfer, and the correction of common misconceptions about learning. The overall emphasis is on classroom application, rather than asking teachers to adopt a complicated system. The book shows how small, informed changes in instruction can strengthen retention, understanding, and student success over time. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, cognitive science made practical for everyday teaching. One of the book's most important contributions is its effort to make cognitive science usable for real classrooms. Many educators are familiar with broad ideas about how learning works, but far fewer have time to sort through research articles or convert findings into day-to-day teaching moves. This book addresses that gap directly. Its short chapter format and classroom orientation suggest that the goal is not scholarly display, but practical transfer from research to instruction. That matters because the science of learning is often discussed in ways that feel distant from the realities of lesson planning, student variability, and time pressure. By drawing on contributors who are both cognitive scientists and teachers, the book strengthens trust in the advice it offers. The perspective is neither purely academic nor purely anecdotal. Instead, it brings together research knowledge and instructional experience. This structure also supports a central message in Agarwal's work. More broadly, teachers do not need to abandon what they already do well, but they can refine practice with evidence-based principles. The result is a resource that helps educators act with more clarity about why certain strategies improve learning and how they can be implemented without requiring major structural change. Secondly, retrieval practice as a foundation for stronger learning. A major theme associated with Agarwal's work and with this book is retrieval practice, the act of bringing information to mind from memory. In educational settings, retrieval practice is often more powerful than passive review because it turns remembering into part of the learning process itself. The book positions this strategy as something teachers can use in ordinary, low-burden ways rather than as a formal testing regime. That distinction is important. Retrieval practice is not simply about measuring what students know. It is about strengthening memory, improving long-term retention, and helping students identify what they understand and what still needs work. The practical value of this topic lies in how flexible it is across grade levels and disciplines. Teachers can integrate it through brief questions, warm-ups, low-stakes quizzes, discussion prompts, or writing tasks that ask students to recall and use prior knowledge. In a book designed for busy educators, retrieval practice fits well because it offers high impact without requiring elaborate materials. Its inclusion also signals the book's broader commitment to evidence-based teaching, rather than promoting trends or slogans. It emphasizes learning activities that align with robust findings in cognitive science and that can be adapted thoughtfully to real classrooms. Thirdly, spacing and interleaving for long-term retention. Another important topic is the use of spacing and interleaving to improve how well students retain and apply what they learn. These ideas are well established within the science of learning and are presented in the book as practical teaching tools rather than as technical concepts. Spacing refers to distributing study or review over time, instead of concentrating it in a single burst. Interleaving involves mixing related topics or problem types so that students must discriminate among ideas and methods rather than repeating one pattern mechanically. Both approaches challenge the common assumption that easy and fluent study always signals strong learning. In fact, learning that feels more effortful can lead to better long-term outcomes. For teachers, this has major implications for unit design, review practices, and assignment structure. Revisiting material across days or weeks can support durable memory, while thoughtful mixing of content can promote flexible understanding. The book appears to treat these strategies as immediately actionable, which is one of its strengths. Educators do not need a complete curriculum overhaul to begin using spacing or interleaving more deliberately. By highlighting these methods, the book encourages teachers to plan not only for short-term performance, but for learning that lasts beyond the next quiz, lesson, or exam. Fourthly, metacognition, motivation, and student ownership. The book also addresses the human side of learning by focusing on metacognition and motivation. Metacognition involves thinking about one's own thinking and learning, including judging what is understood, what is confusing, and what strategies are helping. In education, this matters because students often misread familiarity as mastery. A lesson may feel clear in the moment, yet little may be retained later. Helping students reflect more accurately on their learning can therefore improve both study habits and classroom participation. Motivation is equally important. Cognitive science does not only ask how memory works, it also asks how learners engage, persist, and see value in effort. The available descriptions of the book suggest that it offers creative strategies to strengthen student motivation alongside stronger retention. This is a useful balance. Evidence-based teaching can be misunderstood as mechanical, but effective instruction also depends on students' willingness to participate in productive learning behaviors. By placing metacognition and motivation alongside retrieval practice and spacing, the book presents learning as both cognitive and behavioral. It encourages educators to design experiences where students do more than receive information. They monitor their understanding, experience successful effort, and develop better habits for future learning. That broader view gives the book practical depth. Lastly, transfer of learning and resisting neuromyths. A final important topic is the book's attention to transfer and to the correction of neuromyths in education. Transfer refers to students' ability to use what they have learned in new contexts rather than only reproducing it in familiar ones. This is one of the most challenging goals in teaching because successful classroom performance does not automatically mean that knowledge will travel well across tasks, subjects, or real-world situations. By including transfer as a featured theme, the book aligns itself with one of the central ambitions of education itself, helping students build knowledge that remains useful beyond a single unit or course. The paired emphasis on neuromyths is also significant. Education has long been influenced by oversimplified or unsupported claims about the brain and learning. A practical guide that encourages teachers to question such claims offers a valuable corrective. This does not mean dismissing innovation. It means grounding decisions in credible evidence rather than appealing but weak ideas. Together, these themes deepen the book's value. It is not only about adding effective techniques. It is also about improving professional judgment. Teachers are encouraged to think critically about what helps learning endure, what helps it transfer, and what common beliefs may actually distract from sound instruction. In conclusion, Smart Teaching Stronger Learning is best suited for educators who want research-based teaching guidance without having to work through a dense academic text. K-12 teachers, college instructors, instructional coaches, and school leaders are the clearest audience. But it can also benefit teacher educators and anyone interested in the science of learning. Its main practical benefit is efficiency. The book appears designed for professionals with limited time, offering short chapters and direct classroom relevance rather than long theoretical exposition. Readers are likely to come away with clearer ways to use retrieval practice, spacing, interleaving, metacognition, and motivation to support deeper learning. Intellectually, the book also helps teachers sharpen their judgment about why certain practices work and how to avoid unsupported ideas about learning. What makes it stand out in its category is its combination of accessibility, credibility, and breadth. Many books on learning science either remain too abstract or focus heavily on a narrow set of strategies. This volume appears to do something more balanced. It gathers multiple expert voices, keeps the focus on implementation, and addresses both core memory principles and broader issues such as transfer and neuromyths. That makes it a strong bridge between educational research and everyday teaching practice, especially for readers seeking immediate and realistic application. If you would like to support Pooja K. Agarwal, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.